so basically where we left off with, I mean, without cutting to the chase, right, is the question, which we're positing that there's, it seems there's a machlokas rishonim, whether or not, for puravu, your children have to be Jewish. Okay? Which means, if a person has kids, guy has kids, and then converts, so now his kids are called his sons, his kids. They are his kids. So in theory, you could argue he should be Yotzei Puravu, because they're his kids. He has kids, they're his kids. Right? But you could say, no, that not, because you could say the Rambam seems to hold that you're not Yotzei Puravu unless your children are Jewish. So even though they're your children, you're not Yotzei because they're not Jewish. But if they convert, so then they're your children and they are Jewish. Okay? So we're learning it doesn't mean that they were not your kids and then they become your kids. But rather, kids is yichus simply doesn't matter, Jew or guy. They're miyuchas after you. They're your children when they're goyim. They're your children when you convert. They're still your children when they convert. The issue is not whether they're your children, but are you yotzei puravu if through a non-Jewish child, okay, who's your child, right? So the Rambam learns no, and therefore he says that you have to convert. They have to convert in order for you to be yotzei puravu. Whereas it seems Tosfos, and they say the Maril is open, and Tosfos is mashma, that they don't have to convert. Okay, you're yotzei with your non-Jewish children as long as they're your children. Right, if you sleep with a goya, and have kids, so then they're not even your kids, because then they're called her kids, not your kids. Okay, then they're good. They go after the mother, so they're not miyuchas aharacha altogether. So that's if a Jew sleeps with a guy. So that's not a problem. That's not because they're goyim. That's just because they're not your children. But if you have kids when you're a guy, man and woman are both goyim. So then they're your kids. Now you convert. They don't become not your kids according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? Unless you say Geshe Kaya Kashno, then Rabbi Yochanan says no. That yichus just goes to the underlying reality of the human, you know, parent. Therefore, they're your kids. So now you convert. They're still your kids. They convert, they're still your kids. But they have to convert because otherwise they're not Jewish. So we want to know, what's the machlokas, whether or not, what's the svara, whether or not you'd say that the children, your children have to be Jewish or not in order to get spurva. The surface, it sounds like an ad hoc thing. He says, the mitzvah of purva is to have kids. Purva umlo sartzach of shua. So you're having kids. Now they just say, oh yeah, by the way, here's one extra rule. It has to be Jewish. How does that extra rule fit into the mitzvah? Sounds forced. And it's very nice that Rambam holds it, but where's that coming from? It'd be nice, that's what I don't understand. Is where is it coming from and what's the question? Whether you say it or not. Most open support we had for this, I mean, it's not 100%, but, you know, he says that the mitzvah derabanan is to keep having kids. He says, Shekol mosef nefesh achas b'Yisrael, ki nubal abon olam. And who adds an additional nefesh in Yisrael, it's like you're building the world. What does Yisrael have to do with it? But it seems to be the Rambam learns Puravu is be Yisrael. But on the surface, it's difficult because Puravu is really given to Adam Rishon, stated to Adam Rishon at least, and the Pasuk Yisheh Lo L'Sovara, L'Sovara L'Shevas Yitzara means he didn't create the world for nothing but to be populated. That doesn't seem to have anything to do with Jews, right? Gemara says that Goyim are also b'nei peraviravya, so they're also shayach to having kids and yichus and all that. So it sounds like a little bit, it has to be explained how exactly this idea of Jewish fits into the thing. Okay, yeah, something like this. This is, I guess similar to a Matt saying. So like this, I say it like this, that definitely Adam Rishon didn't have to have Jewish kids, right? There was no such thing as Jewish kids, right? Okay, so the basic idea of the mitzvah, I mean, it wasn't a mitzvah anyways, right? It was like a bracha, but whatever. But there's an institution of peruvah. And the institution of peruvah exists as a primary form, as Adam, that human beings propagate the world and build the world, right? That's the institute, the idea of peruvah. Like the Gemara says, they're not chayiv, but they're subject to the institution of building the world, right? Okay. Now, and that's an important thing to do, to build the world. That's how so overall, the world continues to exist through people having kids. That's how the world exists, and that's an important thing for a person to do. Fine. Now comes along the Torah, and the Torah takes this institution of Adam Rishon, of the bracha to Adam Rishon, and is koveya a mitzvah, right? As part of Tayyarek Mitzvahs, Puruvo. Okay? So, Tosas just says, it's simple. Whatever it was, it is. It doesn't change. The mitzvah just takes that which was previously a good idea, a bracha, and it makes it into a mitzvah, a chayiv. You're chayiv to populate the world. But essentially, what does it mean to populate the world? Populate the world. I don't care if they're Jews or they're guy. And the idea is that you have to have kids. The kids are kids. Simple. That's the easy part. But what the Rambam learns is that when the Torah came along and created Klal Yisrael, it, so to speak, it took the world and created a special group within the world of Klal Yisrael. Okay? In fact, you see there was a separate sivui, prayer revei, to Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu, even though there's already Purubu, that God told Yaakov Avinu when he was building Klal Yisrael, prayer revei, build the Klal Yisrael, Kahal Goyim, Yemekka, the cradle of a great nation. So there's a special reality, significance of Klal Yisrael in the world, which is they're the ones who teach the ideas of God to the world. That's their place and their role in the world. So they have a special role and their special group in the world. And what he's saying is that when the Torah was koveya a mitzvah of populating the world, and this mitzvah is given to Klal Yisrael, so it like incorporated into the tzura that you have to build the world through Klal Yisrael. Well, since you are not just an ordinary person in the world, but you are a Yisrael, and you have the capability of producing Yisraelim, unlike which no other people have, and it's important in the existence of the world that the world exists, but that Klal Yisrael exists. So the mitzvah took under its scope, building the people who are in this group have to build the world through creating people of that group. Whereas the mitzvah is continuing God's will in the world of man existing. But now, at Sinai, God's will can express that not only the world exists, but that Klal Yisrael exists, and that's the way the state of the world is realized through Klal Yisrael. So therefore, the mitzvah, when it's nikva as a mitzvah, so it's like, I guess what I would say, is that it became a specific type of building of the world. You would Klal Yisrael's mitzvah to build the world through bringing into being like, you know, not just like, this special type of person called Yisrael. And the mitzvah of Puruvu became incorporated into the phenomenon of building Yisrael. As he says, Kol Moses Nevashachas Mi Yisrael, Kilabanol. There's an idea of building Klal Yisrael. Now, it's not a separate idea. It's not different from the idea of building. That's, I guess, your point. It's not a separate thing called building Klal Yisrael. It's mitzvah to build the world, but it's just saying that since in the world there are Jews and there are non-Jews, so and the Jews are the ones who could produce Jews, so the mitzvah became particularized that it's not just to have offspring, but it's to have the type of offspring, which is the significant offspring which you have. It wouldn't be like a guy doesn't, if there were a mitzvah for a guy, it's not a guy who would have to have a guy. It's not, because a guy is just a default, so to speak. A guy, it's not like there's two classes. There's the world, and then there's a subclass within the world, and those who are in that class have to produce it. But a guy, if a guy somehow would have a Jewish kid, then that of course would be fine. That's not, I mean, if it was Michazach, whatever. I mean, you know, it's not a real case, but it's just the idea is, it's not shot that you have to have an identical person or a clone. It's just the idea is that insofar as the Rason Hashem is to build a world, and it's to build the world with Klal Yisrael, and that's what Sinai was doing, was setting up Am Yisrael, so the mitzvah becomes Nikvas in a way which incorporates the fact that you're rebuilding Klal Yisrael. So it has to be a Jew. If he's not a Jew, then you're not. Then you can't say you're building the world in the manner which is appropriate for you. So that's the way the mitzvah is nikva. Whereas Tosas learns is, look, that's very nice, that whatever, but it's not built into the mitzvah. The mitzvah is just to build the world. And it's true, it will happen almost 99.9% of the time that Jews will have Jewish kids, but that's not halachically part of the mitzvah. Halachically, the mitzvah is simply as it was. Adam Rishon is simply building the world. And that the fact that the world has two parts, Jews and non-Jews, is not, the mitzvah wasn't, so to speak, tweaked with. You know, it doesn't change. It kind of reminds me of, it's not exactly the same, but there's this principle of Nitov Nischa Chalacha. It's like certain mitzvahs that the Torah was given, they had a certain form prior to Sinai, and then they took on a different form after Sinai. You see, you can't just, you can't just deduce what was before is the same as what is after. I forget the examples how it comes up, but it comes up. There's a case like this. Even though one of them is something Hashem has enough, you can't. It doesn't decide to be the way it was before, the way it is after. Torah is kaveyanu. It's a new thing. Torah isn't just taking the mitzvahs that probably pre-existed and just copying, rubbing, you know. It's just bringing them in. It's separated, you know. It's a new nesina and it has a new halacha. It's similar to that. It is taking the institution of Purim which existed, but it soups it up in a way which is appropriate for Kla Yisrael. But it's a chiddush. Tosfos said no. I mean, the basic mitzvah is the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is given out of the Marishon, and that's the same idea. That's the underlying core of the idea, and it's never incorporated as a secondary component of the Jewish gifts. So the thing is about, but now that's specifically the nature of the mitzvah of Puravu, is that you have to have Jewish children. You have to build the world of Kla Yisrael. You have to build Kla Yisrael. Right, build the world through Kla Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of Puravu. But if you ask me, are the non-Jewish kids who have not yet converted, are they your kids? The answer is yes, they are your kids. It's just the mitzvah of Puravu isn't to have kids, it's to have Jewish kids, it's to build Kla Yisrael. But they are your kids. So now you have those kids, you convert, the kids don't. They're your kids. Now you have a firstborn Jewish child. So say, is he your firstborn child? The answer is he's not your firstborn child. Because Bechor just means your Reish's Ono, your first offspring. Now, since these are still your kids, so therefore he's not going to be a Bechor. The fact that the idea of Bechor doesn't mean the first Jewish child that you produce. That's not the idea of Bechor. Bechor is Reish's Ono, so you have to get a special right of Bechor because he's your firstborn child. You know, and if those kids are your kids, then he's not your firstborn child. If they're not your kids, then he is. But the fact that you're a kid, that you're not Yotzei Puravu with those kids, doesn't affect anything. Then to do with Puravu. Nachal is a separate thing. There's Reish's Ono, he's your first child. Okay, so let's go further. So now we're going to a related topic, but the Gemara says that even though there's a question, or even though, let's say, we hold that a guy could be your kid, that even though kids when you're a goyim are still your kids, when you're a guy, you had a kid, he's your child, and when you convert, he's still your kid, right? Because he was already your kid beforehand. Goyim also have kids, also have yichos, and therefore yichos relates to the underlying Adam, underlying person, and therefore a guy has a kid, a Jew has a kid, it doesn't matter that you convert. But by an Eved, that's not the case. By an Eved doesn't have Yichus. The Gemara says an Eved is like compared to a Chamar. Okay? He's Doma L'Chamar. Which means he's like a donkey, like an animal. Which means that he doesn't have a status of like a full status of a person insofar as having Yichus. Having offspring and his father, son. Like you said, the positive is that kids are really, he's owned by his Adon. And this is never canonic. He's owned by his Adon, and the kids belong to the master, so it's not like he doesn't really have that idea of Yichus. And therefore, even if you're an Eved and you have kids, and then you become freed, so your kids are not your kids, because they never were your kids. You never had a status of Yichus, even though you fathered them, and but you fathered them for the master, so they're not really his property, and the master gives you a shifcha. And you sleep with her and you have kids, but their kids, kids of the Adon. Right, they're not, they're slaves, they're not really the idea of Yichus. Okay, so that's the Gemara says. So now we're going to take Tosfos. Okay, so there's no Yichus. So apparently it's not so simple, it's not just saying that Puravu is an Adam phenomenon, it's a certain type of Adam. Which is a certain level of sophistication of an Adam that but a Goy has that level, but an Eved is like a lower status. Okay. So now the Gemara Satos is like this: in Mishtach we're low key in Pirvavia. So even if you're free, if you become free, you're not Yosef Purva. Because what happens is when an Eved becomes free, he becomes Yisrael. Because an Eved keeps mitzvahs, so Eved, even though he started as a Goy, he keeps mitzvahs, so he really becomes elevated in Kedusha because now he becomes high in mitzvahs like women. Okay, because they have economy. So, and then when you free him, he becomes a Yisrael. Okay, and a regular Yisrael. So next time for a vote, so now you say he has kids, but no, the kids don't want. Okay, so it's Vin Tomar, Adam Rinan, Gabay Chatsi over Chatsi Ben Chorim. Ah, so the Gemara is the case. So there's a Mishnah, there's an Gittin, There's a few places, but I think it's the Mishnah you get them. So you have a guy who's a chatzi aver chatzi ben chorin. He's half and half, which means he has two masters, and one master frees him, and the other one doesn't. So now he's half and half. Fun, interesting halachic anomaly. Now what happens is, the Gemara says, I think it's based Hillel. Well, one position says basically he works as he's free one day and he works for the master one day. Half, you know, it takes turns. But the other position, I think based Hillel, I forget who, says that that's very nice vis-a-vis his master. His master gets his fair share. What about vis-a-vis him? Now who's he going to marry? He can't marry a shifcha because the part of him which is free. He can't marry a free person because the part of him which is an ever. So he's stuck. So you'll say, okay, fine, so don't have kids. But he says, yeah, but the world is created for Peruvula, so for Al-Shavas, Yitzhara. So you can say it's not right to stop a guy from that, right? Let's stop a guy from that. So it says, oh, so therefore you force him to, so if it's taken Olam, you force the master to free him. Okay, and he has to pay him whatever. So now Tos is going to ask, there's a problem. So, because the Gemara says, he says like this, says he can't marry a Shivcha because there's half of him which is an Eved, right? Which is his Yisro, which is free. And let's say he could marry a Shivcha, right? If he were able to marry a Shivcha, then that would be enough. Then it would be good. Right? Then we wouldn't force the master to free the Eved. The chatzi aver chatzi ben chorim, because you would say, listen, he can marry a shivcha and he can still have children, right? But the reason why we force him is because he can't marry a shivcha, can't marry an aver, can't marry a bas chorim, can't marry anybody. But if he would be able to, then you would have a marry a shivcha, he'd be able to, right? But the problem is, right? So the problem is that what's the reason why it's saying they're freeing him is because he could do Peruvu, right? Because this guy's stuck, he can't do Peruvu either way. But the answer to the question is, yeah, but even if he could marry a Shifcha, he wouldn't be able to do Peruvu. Because if you sleep with a Shifcha, the kids aren't going to be yours either, right? In fact, if you think about it, by this logic, you should free every Shifcha, every Eved. Because every Eved's not going to be able to have kids, right? Because they're not going to be Peruvu. Right? But I guess you'll say, well, he's an Eved. But this guy has a Tzad of Yisrael. And he can't be Yotzei Peruvu. Right? So he's like, at least in the Parsha of Peruvu, he's saying Eved isn't Shaiyas Peruvu, but you're a part of him is Shaiyas Peruvu. But he can't do it. Now, but still the implication is if he would be able to marry the Shevcha, it would be okay. Why don't you say even if he would be able to marry the Shevcha, it's not going to work because it's not, because they're not going to be his kids. Right? Because there's no Yichus. So, right? So he says like this. So he says, V'yashom adim ha'yachal lisa shifcha, if you were able to marry a shifcha, lo have kafinan le'rabo le'shachvara, you wouldn't force the master to free him. Kivon the Shabbos me'yachal l'kayim. I forgot the prayer of the review, lo m'kayim machi. So he says, then if you were able to marry a shifcha, it's true you can't be yotzei peruvo with the shifcha because there's no yichas. But still, you'd still have Shabbos. Rosover al Shabbos, I'm sorry. You'd still be populating the world. And still, since you're populating the world, so therefore we're not going to force you to free the guy just because he can't be Yotzei Peruvu. Look, he still could have a good, he could still do Shabbos, still could build the world. So technically speaking, he's not Yotzei? Okay, fine. But the forcing him to go free is not just for the technical mitzvah, but it's for Shabbos is also. Okay? Fine. But it's not so simple. What he's doing now is he's separating out Peruvu from Shavas. He's saying Peruvu is just the structure, the structural mitzvah, but Shavas is the underlying thing, right? The underlying thing of underlying reality of having kids. He says, but the Gemara is at the Kamarova, my time there of Nasan Levi Devei Sham. I lo sover al Shavas Yitzara. We have it al Shavas. Right? So if you remember the Shita of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, who says that you could have one kid, either a son or a daughter. So how did it defend that position? Why does that work? So he says, because the whole thing is L'sover al Shabbos Yitzhar. The world is only created for Shabbos. Right? For not for naught, but for populating, and even one kid is involved in populating, and therefore that was his argument that yotze peruvu. So you see, peruvu, you can't just say sheves is a totally different thing. You see, at least according to that sheet, the peruvu and sheves are going hand in hand, right? So if that's the case, now you're trying to tell me that even though the eved is not going to be yotze peruvu, he's still going to have sheves. But isn't peruvu like the realization of Shavas? And if you tell me he's not Yotzi Peruvu, then it would seem that he doesn't really have Shavas either. Right? Because look, if he has these kids, so why isn't he Yotzi Peruvu? And even there, his eye, you'll tell me, but that's only according to that sheet, huh? Right? I mean, that's a little problem here. But, right? Because when it's that Gemara, yeah, that position, basically, oh, held you could have one kid because that's Shavas. And obviously, he held Peruvu works once you do Shavas. But maybe you'll say the other sheet doesn't hold that way. The other sheet does hold that Shavas to Shavas, very nice, Peruvu is Peruvu. So why isn't Tosfos just answer that? Right, he's saying it is, because that's his Kasha. Kasha is, he's claiming, maybe you'll say, as an Eved, if you marry a Shivcha, you can't be a Peruvu, he's still be able to say Shavas. He's still a Shavas. So he says, his Kasha is, no, but Shavas and Peruvu are tied together, because you see that position, you have one kid. One kid is enough, and you have Shavas. Right? And that's why you're Yotze. Yeah, but that's we don't hold like that position. That's look at Hilchasa. We hold you have to have two kids. So apparently I'll say we don't hold by Shabbos. We hold Shabbos as separate. So therefore, why doesn't Tosfos just say that, look, his answer is good. Right? That really the mitzvah, the kids, the Goyim are not going to be Peruvu, but it's looking to be Shabbos. Right? But he doesn't say that. So that's going to be a kasha. We have to answer that. But you found a kasha, but let's leave it alone for a second.
Isn't
yeah.
that like a practical thing of just
he's
not going by that
sheet? So. But we don't hold that way. So you can't ask a kasha because the sheet that we don't hold by, maybe that's the very machlokas. So according to the way we hold, this Gemara, I'll tell you, is going to leave the Hilchasa. That Mishnah is going to the way we hold. We hold that you can't have one kid, but you have to have two kids. Why? Because Peruvu. Isn't one kid Shavas? Yeah, one kid Shavas, but the Mitzvah isn't Shavas, Mitzvah is Peruvu. So now it's saying is now you free your Aved. Because of Shabbos, you force him to free the Eved if he can't do Shabbos. So an Eved could do Shabbos. Now he can't do Peruvu. Yeah, Peruvu is separate from Shabbos. So that's what Tosfos is trying to say. But he says, no, you can't say that because you see Peruvu and Shabbos are the same thing. Right? Peruvu totally be Shabbos. You see Peruvu is this totally contingent on Shabbos.
Wait, is that how we hold that?
We hold that Shabbos is not enough for Peruvu. That you have to have more than Shabbos. Or at least because in the Gemara, the Shidu hold Shabbos held enough to have one kid. Because the mitzvah of the world is not created for nothing but for populating. And look, and one kid is also populating.
Right.
But we hold, no, you have to have two kids, three kids, right? You have to have two kids.
So isn't that saying Shabbos is telling Peruvu?
Is what?
That Shabbos is telling?
No, it's saying is. Shabbos is one thing, Peruvu is a different thing. They're two different things.
Oh, that's what we hold.
We hold this. Well, we hold practically it's not enough to do Shabbos. So apparently we hold that Peruvu is a different thing than Shabbos. As if you held the mitzvah is Shabbos, so then you should have one kid. That's what that position holds.
Right.
But we don't hold by that. We hold that you have to have two kids. So apparently we hold, forget Shabbos, little sofa, whatever, that sounds one. We hold you need two. So we hold Peruvu, forget Shabbos. But Tosfos is bringing that in to show that Peruvu and Shabbos are linked. What I'm saying is it's not exactly legitimate because that's according to Shabbos we don't hold by. So maybe our Mishnah doesn't hold by that. But he doesn't like that. Tosfos doesn't want to say that. Yeah, look, it's a little delicate to say it's according to one sheet, but you know he doesn't want to say that. So what does Tosfos say? So he says, "Mikal makom lo avi kafil on the rabo, kibin the yachal akayim called it." So he really wants to say is, look, the fact that you see the Peruvu and Shabbos are tied together, so fine, Peruvu and Shabbos are tied together. So if you're telling me that an Eved who has a kid is not going to be Peruyote Peruvu, right? So apparently he's not, you know, he's not doing Shabbos either. Right, now, what he's saying is that it's not considered Peruvu because he's not your offspring. Because whatever, it's no Yichas. Avadim don't have Yichas. So then he's saying, it's not Shabbos either. Right, so now you're back to the Kasha. Right, now, if you say that they're linked, so then if you're saying that he can't be Yotzei Peruvu through the kid who's in heaven, then you say he can't be Yotzei Shabbos either. Now, if you say that, so then the Kasha is, so the thing is, why are we saying that the reason why we force the guy to free his Eved is because he can't have kids, because he can't marry a Shivcha, right? Even if he were able to marry a Shivcha, he would not accomplish Peruvu nor Shabbos. Right? So why wouldn't we force him to Sifri Zavid anyways? So Tosa says, no, because even though if he could have married a Shivcha, he could at least be Mekayim something. It's not Peruvu, it's not Shabbos, really. It's just a little bit. And we're not going to force a guy to free his Eved if his Eved could at least somewhat be involved in this area. Is he really doing it properly? No. But he could be Mekayim Kaldu. He could be Mekayim it Kaldu. Right? Something. It's not clear what's Kaldu. Right? But, what? Yeah, probably a little bit of Shabbos or something. It's not really Shabbos, but it's a little bit of Shabbos. Sort of Shabbos. And we're not going to force you to free your Eved if you could become a little bit of Shabbos. Yeah. Okay, so the question is, I guess, well, two questions. One is, what's Tosa's answer? Right, what's Tosa's answer? It sounds like a forced answer. It's kind of a little bit. Like, what kind of thing is that? I mean, if he has Peruvah, if he has Shabbos, it's one thing. But he says he's not a Shabbos, he doesn't have Peruvah, so it's like, it sounds like a forced halfway answer. And secondly, I think the other kasha is also a kasha. Why is he disproving it from that position, which we don't hold by? Isn't that, that's a fair kasha, you know? See, maybe that's, he doesn't have Peruvah, but he still has Shabbos. That position, that's a different position. We don't hold by that position.